AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. A big trade in the NFL yesterday. Our Gethin Coolbaugh brings us the details.
The Buffalo Bills have agreed to trade their top receiving threat, Stephon Diggs, to the Houston Texans in an offseason deal, according to an AP source. It was first reported by ESPN.com. As part of the deal, the Bills acquired the Texans' second-round pick in the 2025 draft, which Houston acquired in a trade with Minnesota, the person said. Houston also acquired Buffalo's sixth-round pick in this year's draft and a fifth-rounder in 2025.
Major League Baseball, there is now one remaining unbeaten team and one remaining winless team. The Tigers are the only team without a loss as they were rained out for a second consecutive day at Citi Field. Detroit's 4-0. The Braves and White Sox were also postponed in Chicago. The Pirates suffered their first loss, falling at Washington 5-3. Joey Gallo hit a solo home run and C.J. Abrams delivered two RBIs for the Nats. Milwaukee also suffered their first defeat as Ryan Jeffers went deep and drove in four in Minnesota's 7-3 victory. Miami remained winless, falling to 0-7 after losing to the Angels 10-2. Taylor Ward went 3-for-5 with a double home run and two runs batted in for Anaheim. Kyle Higashioka homered and Joe Musgrove allowed one run in six innings in the Padres' 3-2 win over the Cardinals. Nathan Eovaldi tossed seven shutout innings and Corey Seager homered as the Rangers beat Tampa Bay 4-1. The Red Sox used five pitchers to shut out the A's 1-0. Aaron Judge and Alex Verdugo hit home runs in the Yankees 6-5 11-inning win over the Diamondbacks in the desert. New York's now 6-1. Logan Allen pitched 6 2/3 innings, and Josh Naylor drove in three to lead the Guardians past the Mariners 8-0. Baltimore scored two in the eighth inning and two in the ninth to walk off Kansas City 4-3. James McCann's two-run single with two outs in the ninth was the game winner. Cincinnati won at Philadelphia 4-1. Frankie Montas worked 5 2/3 innings, allowing one run for the Reds. The Cubs edged the Rockies 9-8. Seiya Suzuki went deep and drove in four for Chicago. Yordan Alvarez hit two home runs, and Christian Javier worked five innings as Houston shut out Toronto 8-0. The Giants and Dodgers played in Los Angeles. And our Mark Myers has this report.
Shohei Ohtani hit his first home run of the season and first as an L.A. Dodger, coming in a 5-4 win over the Giants. Ohtani went deep off Taylor Rogers with the bases empty in the seventh, and teammate Will Smith enjoyed the moment.
You know, it was for him, it's probably a little relief off his shoulders, getting the first one. Yeah, it was great to see.
L.A.'s number 9 hitter Miguel Rojas also homered in the game and drove in two, making his third start of the season. Tyler Glasnow got through six innings, giving up three runs with seven strikeouts. He is now 2-0. San Fran got homers by Patrick Bailey and Jorge Soler. Starter Kyle Harrison allowed four runs over five innings and took the loss.
Coming up, the night in the NBA and NHL, and Angel Reese makes her decision regarding her future. The NBA's Western Conference race remained tight as three teams are within one game of the top spot. The Nuggets and Timberwolves are tied with the Thunder a game back. Denver was idle last night. The Timberwolves rolled past the Raptors 133-85. Anthony Edwards led Minnesota with 28 points. The Thunder missed a chance to make it a three-way tie atop the West when they lost at Boston. Here's Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Celtics clinched the NBA's best record and home court advantage throughout the playoffs with a 135-100 rout of the Thunder. Boston coach Joe Mazzulla.
It's very hard to do. You know, we may never be in this position again, so you don't want to take it for granted. So, yeah, we definitely talked about it as a team. Talked about it before the game, trying to treat this game as like the clincher.
Kristaps Porzingis recorded 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 blocks. Jason Tatum scored 24, and Jaylen Brown added 23 to help the Celtics improve to 60-16 on the season.
The Trailblazers beat the Hornets 89-86 on the day that Charlotte head coach Steve Clifford announced that he is stepping down at the end of the season. Clifford plans to stay on in an advisory role. The Lakers beat the Wizards 125-120. Anthony Davis with 35 points and 18 rebounds for LA. It was Nets 115, Pacers 111. The Hawks down the Pistons 121-113. Detroit's Malachi Flynn scored 50 points off the bench in the loss. Orlando beat New Orleans 117-108. Memphis was a 111-101 winner over Milwaukee. The Cavs and Suns played in Phoenix. Here's more from George Tanner.
Devin Booker led the way with 40 points. Kevin Durant, 32, to lead the Suns to a 122-101 victory over the Cavaliers. Phoenix has now won 6 of their last 8 games. The Suns built a 28-point lead just before the half to improve to 45-31. Donovan Mitchell had 24 to lead the Cavs. Cleveland has dropped 6 of their last 9. Their record now 46-31.
NHL, the Rangers and Devils started Wednesday night's game with a brawl featuring all 10 skaters on the ice. 4 players from each team were ejected. The Rangers won the game 4-3. Chris Kreider's goal with 4:07 left was the game winner. Tampa Bay defeated Toronto 4-1. Central Division leading Dallas beat Edmonton 5-0. Jake Ottinger with a shutout. The Stars lead over second place Colorado is now 5 points. Dallas has won 8 straight. Trevor Moore's hat trick led the Kings past the Kraken 5-2. LA is now 5 points ahead of St. Louis in the race for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. It was Canucks 2, Coyotes 1. Vancouver leads the Pacific Division by 7 points over Edmonton. College basketball, LSU star Angel Reese formally declared for the WNBA draft on Wednesday. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.